وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani laynur rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa bihi nasta'in. Welcome, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity, and the topic today is Hollywood, conditioning of the subconscious mind, and extermination of the human rights. This is Sheikh Ali Haimani. Earlier, we had discussed some of the methods and techniques they use to condition the subconscious mind of people. One of the methods we discussed about was the program followed by Ivan Pavlov, that how he conditioned the subconscious mind of the animals around him. Then we discussed about the case where Edward Bernays, in the documentary Century of Self, used women to advocate the usage of cigarettes by calling them torches of freedom, and also looked at some of the concepts and high-tech technology that is used by the advertisements and media, how advertisement and media uses high-tech cameras to check the blinking of the eyes and the dilation of the pupil in the kids to design an advertisement that will keep the kids engaged and involved. So if you remember about Ivan Pavlov, we said how he used the sound of a bell and the light to condition the subconscious mind of the dog. And later on, without providing any food, he was able to stimulate the dog to salivate. And the other one was by bringing in young women and influencing the rich class of the community, and getting the women to smoke and promoting the advertisement of smoking through rich women, and Edward Bernays calling them torches of freedom, was able to promote the idea. Now, the important point and the important element that we want to discuss here today is that how they, by conditioning our subconscious mind, leads us to involuntarily behave in a particular way. So in the Ivan Pavlov scenario, we had discussed that how he used external stimuli to get the dog to behave in a particular way. Similarly, how this media runs advertisements, runs cartoons, runs different serials and programs to condition the subconscious mind of our children, of the teen and the youth, and leading them to behave in a particular way, causing them to act in a particular way among the audience, among the people around him. For example, they train us to be sarcastic. They train us how to insult others. They train us how to laugh at others and show that we are stronger than the others and others are weak. So if you look at all these different serials, you know, the school, the serials that are related to schooling, the serials where they show about how the teens meet up in the house and other places, you will see that constantly they are ridiculing others. They're laughing at others. They're sarcastically taunting others. They're showing off their clothes and pointing out that, look, I have better quality clothes and you have poor quality clothes, and therefore I have a right to laugh upon you because you wear a X brand and I wear a Y brand, which is a better brand, which is a higher quality brand. I have a right to laugh at you, ridicule you, and treat you as a subordinate entity rather than treating you equal. So the whole idea behind this media, the whole idea behind the Hollywood, is to condition the mind and get us to behave in a particular way so that they know our behavior and they can design their content based on our behavior, and then they can lead us to behave, act, and decide in a particular way, meaning that causing our free will to be conditioned at their hands and leading them to control our free will. Let's take a short break here and come back and discuss it further.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You can send us your emails, comments and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to the program for Humanity, and you're listening to the segment Hollywood and the Conditioning of the Subconscious Mind. So we were talking about how media impacts our children and the youth. So if you look at various serials, for example, take the latest movie Avengers. You know, in one of the segments of the movie Avengers, you would notice that all the Avengers join hand together and they're fighting against the enemy. Particularly if you remember the first movie Avengers, they were all fighting against Loki. Somewhere in between, somewhere in the middle of the movie, you would notice that Hulk punches Thor. Now, the question is, why? Though they are all on the same side, they're all Avengers, they're all fighting one single enemy, but why was there a need for Hulk to punch Thor? This is what the media is teaching our children, that even though you're friends, even though you're together, even though you're on the same team, even though you have the common enemy, but among yourself, you still need to establish who the leader is. You still need to establish that you are better than the others. You still need to establish that you are stronger than the others. And that's why you would see that in most of the movies, be it movies related to war, be it movies related to superheroes, you will always find that even the good guys constantly fight among themselves to prove that they are stronger, they're better than the others, and they deserve to lead, and they deserve to be the leader of the group. And how does this impact our youth? This impacts our youth and in a way that it leads to identity crisis. Now, this person who's watching this is confused that if I'm a good guy, why am I against some of the other good guys within my team? Why am I standing up against them? Why am I fighting against them? Just like Civil War of Avengers. All of them are good, but because of simple conflict of opinion, they start fighting with each other to the extent that they're willing to break the whole alliance of Avengers and break into different parts. So this leads to identity crisis among the youth. They're watching and they're thoroughly confused that what is the good side? What is the bad side? Who do I need to support? Who do I not need to support? How do I behave with my friends? And how do I behave with my enemies? How do I behave with my parents? How do I behave in the society? And that's why you will see the teen are thoroughly confused and they behave in an obnoxious way in the society. They have a different hairstyle. They have the oddest looking hairstyle. You know, someone has got spikes on their head. Someone's got some other design on their head. Someone is keeping a goatee. Someone are piercing their ears. Someone is piercing their eyes. Why? Because they want people to pay attention to them. Because they want people to notice them. Because they want people to look at them and say, you look different. You look special. You look unique. You look out of place, you are different than others. And sometimes they have the strength to beat up others, to grab that attention from the people and show that they are better and smarter than others. And if they lack that ability to show that I'm the boss, I'm the man around here, they choose different methods to attract attention. And that is by tattooing themselves, piercing themselves, having the weirdest looking clothing style and wearing the weirdest looking shoes or, you know, torn jeans so that they can get all that attention and show that I am part of the community, I am part of the society, and I am better than others. Therefore, look at me and pay attention to me. And I am different and therefore I am unique and therefore I am better than others. Inshallah, we will continue in our next episode. Until then, fi amanillah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله.